afternoon. Happy Monday, travel advisors. It is Christy here with two BDMs and a mic, but you might notice there's just one BDM and a fabulous vice president of trade sales here with me, Mr. Garth Laird. How are you today?
I am doing absolutely amazing. It's actually a new show, a new format. It's one BDM, a VP, and a mic. Sorry, James, you weren't here to be with us.
Yes, we are missing you, but I'm currently in Miami at the head office. I know James is getting ready for his trip, which is why we are pre-recording, and you will be seeing this on Monday, and it will be, I think, our 21st episode. How exciting is that, Travel Advisors? We would not be able to do that without you tuning in every week, subscribing to our YouTube channel, and of course, commenting and asking your questions. But it is about time that we had Garth on our podcast. We have been asking him for weeks and weeks and weeks since this all started in November. Am I right?
So I'm going to say yes first, but then I'm going to put it in context. I did record once, but I wasn't as talented as some of your other guests, and it was completely scrapped, and I had to start back from scratch. But I'm happy to be here, Christy. James, personally, I miss you, but the show must go on.
The show must go on, but I can tell you this will not be the only time we have Garth on, especially if we keep watching, commenting, subscribing, listening. We, again, wouldn't be able to do this without everybody here. Now, Garth, give us a little bit of a background story. I'm going to give you a quick background story because we have a lot to cover today, Travel Advisors.
Well, let me first, before I give you a little bit of, again, thank you so much, Christy, for having me join you on the podcast. First, all of our travel partners, thank you so much for the support. I've been blessed to be with Sandals and Beaches for close to 30 years, but I actually grew up in hospitality and travel. Both my parents, both my siblings all work in hospitality. I first stepped on a resort back in, not to date myself, but back in 1982. I was almost 10 years old, and I fell in love with hospitality and travel then. Had this opportunity back in 94 to join this amazing company, Sandals Resorts. Worked on resorts for 7.5 years. I was the front office receptionist for 1.5 years. They sent me to concierge. I wasn't very good at the customer service portion of it, so that only lasted a week. Went to public relations, sales. 2002, I moved to the United States. I was in Chicago as a business development manager. Had Christie's current territory. I had Minneapolis at one point in time. I had Iowa. I had Nebraska. I had all of Illinois. Regional director for the Southeast. Director of training. Director of call center operations. Director of travel industry programs. Senior national director of sales. And most recently, vice president of sales for the United States. So I'm in my 30th year, and let's not put that in context of Christy's age, because I get it. I no longer have hair. I see wrinkles, but I'm still here fighting the good fight.
Absolutely. And I can say that, Travel Advisors, you are in the absolute best hands. Garth has set up an incredible sales team. I would like to include myself in that, course, but the support that he has for not only us but you as well is absolutely phenomenal. So that kind of takes me to our next topic, is, you know, how can we get these advisors to earn a little bit more money, right? We all love money, the commission with commas. I love that saying, is one of my favorites, but we have to talk about it, right?
Well, as much as we'd love to see, so thank you again, Chrissy. As much as we'd love to think that, you know, we do travel, and you have to be in travel and you have to love it. But I think one of the core principles is, how do you make what you do and what you love, how do you turn that into a profitable business venture? And I think for me, as I speak to travel advisors, there's such a level of joy that they have. But then they always say, well, how do we make more money? Now, not only do we think that Sandals and Beaches Resorts is the most profitable resort brand to sell in the Caribbean, and you make more money per transaction than you do with any other company that's out there. And I challenge anybody to beat that, where we have travel advisors in a normal time earning up to 21% just based on the levels of commission that we do. But we came up with a very special program for the month of April. And unfortunately, we announced it on April 1st, and we had to tell people, well, it wasn't an April Fool joke. But for the entire month of April, from April 1st through the 30th, if you book Jamaica, Bahamas, Curacao, or St. Vincent, We've increased the bonus commission levels. So from 1% to 2% for luxury, from 2% for 3% for club and concierge, and from 3% for 4% for all butler level suites. So it really truly is an amazing, amazing opportunity for advisors who are already selling us just to be able to reap the benefits of this additional 1%. And think of it, put it in context. If you're booking Beaches, Turks and Caicos in a 4-bedroom villa, instead of making, you know, 3% additional commission, you're actually making 4% on what is an over $60,000 booking. So I can hear the money adding up. I can see the things going on. So we're really happy to extend this to our travel advisor partners. Take advantage of it, guys.
It's absolutely incredible. And on top of that, you cannot forget about the cash bonus either, because again, money talks, right? Now, don't forget to, of course, you're going to book direct on the TA portal to earn this incentive as well. But in addition to that, when you are booking Jamaica, as well as the Bahamas, Curacao, and St. Vincent, for those St. Vincent bookings, you also will be entered into the St. Vincent contest that we currently have going. Garth, can you tell us a little bit about the contest that we have going right now?
You know, so jokingly, the Midwest team is actually here in Miami, our corporate office, visiting and saying hi. So I've had the opportunity of spending the day with them. And, you know, we were jokingly talking about when I was a BDM, when Gary Sadler, executive vice president, was a BDM. And we were still at the top tier in terms of what we offered for an all-inclusive company. But you look at the growth of the company, and we were fortunate last week to open up the newest gem in the family, Sandal St. Vincent. Christy, you were there with me a couple of weeks ago, along with other members of the team. And folks, it's going to blow your mind. So we then said, well, hold on. We can't keep this thing a secret, right? So we said, all right, across the United States, we were going to offer 4 trips. One for the Northeast, one for the Midwest, one for the Western region, and one for the Southeast. And basically what we're looking for is the top revenue generating advisor booking St. Vincent for traveling the year 2024 and beyond. But it has to be, the booking started March 27th, and I think it goes through till May 8th. So folks, if you're not booking St. Vincent, if you want to take advantage of this trip to St. Vincent, book Sandal St. Vincent between March 27th and May 8th for travel at any point in time to take advantage of this this wonderful opportunity to get a free trip to go to St. Vincent. Listen, if I could book, I'd be booking it, but the rules don't apply to me, so I can't.
Not only will you also be very happy when you see that commission check rolling, but your clients are going to just be blown under the water. The moment they step into the lobby, they're going to see the Caribbean on one side, and then they're going to see the mountains on the other side. So if you haven't already listened to the episode where James and I talk about St. Vincent with Chad Kruger, my director of the Midwest, I highly recommend going to check that out, because we do a little bit of a deep dive into the resort. It is absolutely beautiful, and I cannot wait for one of my Minnesota or North Dakota folks to win that free trip after they book all St. Vincent, right?
So listen, Christy, I'm not gonna live this down, because I think when Chad was on, he boosted the views, and he kept telling me he had 5,000 views. So if my video doesn't make it to 5,000, I'm gonna have to quit the job. But I think some other things that I wanted to talk about, since we have the undivided attention of our advisor community, is not only do you get the advantage for the next few weeks of getting these additional bonus commission or the opportunity to do the St. Vincent trip, but we have to talk about some of our core programs that we currently run for the agency community. Mm-hmm. I think one of the most successful loyalty programs that advisors can take advantage of is our Points to Paradise, right? It's P2P. I think we're now in our 7th year of launching the program. And what we get every single day is advisors going, hold on, you mean if I book a certain amount of revenue, then I can utilize all of these points to go see the resorts and the destinations just the way that my customer sees it. And we get a ton of requests from folks who want to go back and see it every day. From an agency level, again, the same booking that you're going to get the additional commission on, that you're going to be entered, if it's a St. Vincent booking, you also earn marketing dollars to be able to then go in and then do more things in order to grow that piece of your business. So the program that we have for the agency community is really designed for one thing. It's really designed for them to be profitable business people. And, you know, Christy started out by saying the strongest thing that we've done for the agency community is have folks like Christy and the rest of the BDMs who are committed every day of life to being in areas where most other people don't visit, to come and sit with you and build your plan and grow your business. And, you know, this platform, today we're calling it a BDM, a VP, and a mic, but next week it'll be back to two BDMs and a mic. It's a new tool for us to be able to talk to you. It's a new tool for us to be able to share with you the reason why we love hospitality and travel the way that we do. And, you know, I see this generation and I see how excited they are to come and talk to you guys about promotions and things. Travel advisors, let's take advantage of this. So again, thank you. I'm enjoying my time here. And I think you actually caught my good side. So I'm good with that.
Wonderful. A for me today, y'all. A for me. But, you know, I love that he just talked about all of the different opportunities that advisors have to seize, to really grow their business. And if you have not met your local business development manager, I highly recommend reaching out, finding out who that is. If you don't know how to find out who your local business development manager is, head to the TA portal, scroll down, and you're able to enter in your zip code and state, and you can see who your business development manager is, as well as their contact information. So don't be afraid to reach out. That is what we are here for, and we are happy to work with you on any questions that you might have.
I know you're going to go on a different path, Christy, but please give me a little bit of freedom if I can.
Take it away. Take it away.
The other thing that I'm going to share with the travel agency community, and don't tell anybody, it's just for those of you that's on this. St. Vincent is new and it's open. If you haven't seen it yet, rest assured, before the end of the year, we're going to create opportunities for you as advisors to come down and spend a few days with us. So if you haven't seen the destination, pack your bags. Wait for the call, because we are going to create some opportunities. Again, for those of you that are selling the brand, those of you that understand who we are, this is what we want to do, to showcase the evolution of the company, the evolution of the brand. So tremendous opportunities for the rest of the year to go see the growth of the resort, see the new destination, understand why Sanders and Beaches really truly loves travel advisors.
Phenomenal. I can't wait. That's news to me this year. Pack your bag. So answer my phone call when I call you saying we're going to St. Vincent. Okay.
And I'll be at the airport waiting to pull the bags on the trolley. That's my new job. I'm giving up this VP job. I want to be on resort because that's how spectacular the destination is. And we can't wait to show it to them.
I cannot wait either, because they're gonna come back to what right now is one BDM and a vice president and a mic and say, you know what? They were right. They truly blew it out of the water. This is Sandals 2.0. So in addition to that, we cannot forget about the air credit that's going on right now. So many things like we talked about, and we really wanted to hop on here, just letting you all know about this fabulous air credit that we have going. Who doesn't love an air credit, right? Especially to St. Vincent.
Well, they can't swim to the Caribbean. So having air credit with our partners is always a really good thing. And again, Chris, you're leading me down so many different paths. Folks, we work with all our partners from an airline's perspective, because what you want is a seamless transaction and a seamless journey for your customers. You don't want it to be multiple connections. You want it to be friendly times, that they get there at a certain time, that they have beach time in the beginning, they have beach time before they return. So again, the air credit comes in because we want to ensure that your customers have an opportunity to come and see our destinations.
Absolutely. And it is an incredible air credit. I was doing some quoting. If you follow me on Facebook or any of those social media platforms, I do those save and shares. And I found a price from Minneapolis to St. Vincent with first class air included for $8,300, y'all. $8,300. And imagine the commission on that. You're entered to win the contest. Your clients are happy. It's a win-win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they earn additional bonus commission for the month of April, right?
Sure do. 4% on those butler rooms. So if you are at 15% and you sell a butler room, that's putting you at 19% commission. That is unheard of.
It's if you're not booking, let's start doing it now. So stop watching the podcast. Get to your computer. Go send out some quotes to some of your customers. One, they're going to have a great experience. Two, it's going to be a very, very profitable transaction for you as an advisor. So make a booking today, please.
All right. One last promotion to talk about. It is the Love and Let Fly promotion. Mm-hmm. So back to Jamaica, right? We went from Jamaica to some more money to St. Vincent. we're heading back to Jamaica for this promo. Now, this promo, if you book your clients to Jamaica for 5 nights or longer and they take the new American Airlines flight from Miami to Ocho Rios, they will receive a free powerboat cruise. Amazing. So everybody loves free stuff. So again, your clients are going to be happy with that free boat cruise. Also, it's going to cut down that drive time from Montego Bay to the Ocho Rios area when they're on that brand new flight.
No, you know, and if I can add to what Christy just said, listen, going to Jamaica many years ago, Montego Bay was the only option. So now not only do you have Montego Bay, but you have Kingston. Now you have Ocho Rios as a part of it. Jamaica has become probably the easiest destination to get to in the Caribbean. Because it's Ocho Rios, it's 5 minutes to the beach is Ocho Rios, it's 10 minutes to Sandals Ocho Rios, it's 10 minutes to Sandals Royal Plantation. So the Ocho Rios area has now become more accessible for your customers. The connection through Miami, it's easy, it's seamless. Again, folks, so many opportunities for you to come down and see Jamaica. Probably I'm a little biased because I'm Jamaican, but you know, what do I know? It's a great, it's a beautiful country.
Now, from the power of social media, I was able to kind of see inside of the lounge at the airport in the Ocho Rios airport. Thank you. Shout out to Yasmin Davis. I was following you on Instagram and saw a story that you posted. And that lounge looks absolutely beautiful. It is the only lounge that a hotel has in the Ocho Rios airport. So again, clients are going to be blown away the moment they even just step into the welcome lounge at the Ocho Rios airport. Have you been into it?
Not yet, but it's on the list of things that I have to do in the next few weeks. I've been kind of busy running between St. Vincent, going to see South Coast and the new rooms that opened there. Royal Bahamian just opened up some new rooms, but it's definitely on the list that I'm going to fly into Ocho Rios very, very soon to experience that firsthand. Because it then reduces my drive time to the Ocho Rios area.
Absolutely. Now, if any listeners have been into at the new airport, have taken that flight, please let us know in the comments. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback, your comments, anything like that. So feel free, comment, and if you are listening, thank you for listening. Anything else? This is your time. You are going to be in front of, I hope, thousands of listeners, right? Every Monday, thousands of listeners.
All I need is 5,001. So I'm going to be watching this video multiple times just to make sure that I beat up on Chad Kruger. No, I'm going to close out the same way I opened in saying, I really truly just want to say thank you to all of our travel advisor partners. You guys have helped us build the brand of Sandals and Beaches Resorts. And in a time when the world doesn't understand where it's supposed to be, you're the knowledge experts. You're the ones that are giving your customers the information that says, if you want the best vacation experience, Sandals and Beaches Resorts is where they need to go. And our job as a company, as Unique Vacations, is to provide you with the best booking experience for your customers. And also to make sure that it's very, very profitable for you as an advisor. So we can't understate how important it's been. You guys were there with us from day one. You're here with us today, and we know you're going to be there with us in the future to continue to spread the love about Sandals and Beaches and the experiences that the customers can have. So from me, somebody who grew up in hospitality and travel, thank you very much for the support of Sandals, Beaches, and the Caribbean in terms of how you keep sending your customers down to us. We really, truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was a wonderful closing. Now, usually James does the closing, so I have the pleasure now to follow up with that. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm not quite sure how, right?
I can do a different closing for you, Christy, if you want. So listen, but they are Jamaica, go and chill and hang out, right? So all your travel agents, we respect and we appreciate the love on the giving, because most people don't understand, so boy, where you come from, yard, it's just a whole heap of blessings. So I dare James to close it with a Jamaican accent the way that I just did. But all we say is big up on One Love Travel Advisors. We can't wait to see you guys in a destination very, very soon. Now back to you.
Again, blew me out of the water. At least James can watch the recording and practice his Jamaican accent. I am just going to close it out by saying, again, thank you so much for tuning in every Monday. Don't forget to interact. We have a lot of fun things down the line for you travel advisors who participate. Comment, subscribe, and listen to our podcast. Like I said, we would not be here without you. And keep tuning in, because we have some fun stuff down the road. We keep saying that, but we're not lying, right? But
if we beat Chad Kruger's video, the next two mediums on a mic will be Garth Laird and Gary Sadler. So the number is 5,001. And I will guarantee myself and Gary being on there. So I'm watching this video 1,000 times because I have one objective, is to make sure that I have more visitors than Chanku. That's it. I appreciate it.
So if you're listening, you're going to share this video, the YouTube video, so that we can get both Garth and Gary on for two VPs and a mic.
Two mediums, a VP and an EVP and a mic. Like, it's not getting crowded in the room, right?
Not at all. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a fabulous week. Thank you, Garth. It was such a pleasure. And I'm excited for 5,001 views on this video.
There you go. Thank you so
much. Bye, everybody. Bye.